Radio MD. RadioMD.com. Train your body. Here's exercise physiologist Melanie Cole, MS.
Do you have sore, painful feet? Well, we're going to tell you how to take care of them today. My guest is Dr. Jeffrey Ross. He's a doctor of podiatric medicine and surgery, and he serves as the director of the Medical Center for Foot Specialists. So, Dr. Ross, you know, I get up in the morning with the plantar fasciitis. When I wear my really good workout shoes, I tend not to have it anymore. There's cushions on the market. Some unlucky people have to wear high shoes to work. You know, what do we do? Give us your best advice for poor little feet that ache after we're done with the day. What do you do for them?
Well, if you're going to a workout and you're a woman who wears 2, 3, or now we know, Melanie, we've got these 4-inch block heels that these women are wearing to work or going out at night, and then they'll go and do an aerobics class or they'll do yoga or some other workout, and by the time they wake up the next morning, their not only feet are killing them, their calves are hurting, they're stretched out. And the reason is, when you wear those heels, you're shortening that heel cord, that Achilles tendon and that gastrocnemius muscle. So you need to do a stretching program before you even engage in, let's say, a run or an aerobics class. You've got to get there a little bit early and do a little light stretching before the program even begins. The other issue is the kinds of shoes that you wear that night or the kind of preparation that you do that can cause feet to hurt the next morning. The reason being, when we go to sleep at night, everything tightens up, curls up. Just like if you looked at your little dog by the side of your bed, look at the way they curl themselves up at night. And then look what happens first thing in the morning, a dog or a cat, what do? They stretch before they take that first step out of bed. I'm a firm believer in, for plantar fasciitis, get the night splint. Wear that night splint at night when you sleep to keep that foot stretched out. Keep a TheraBand or a towel by your bed so that you can do some light stretches in bed before you take those first steps on the ground that next morning.
That's great advice. Now, what about the cushions and the things? What I found, Dr. Ross, was when I started shoving things in my shoes, except for my heel lift, which centers me because I'm a little off with the I'm a little off. We know that about me. But, you know, when I started shoving things in my shoes, I was experiencing more pain.
Well, what happens a lot of times is that people will start putting in a variety of insoles in their shoes, and they know nothing about these insoles. Yes, there's a lot of gimmicks out there to try to test you as to which is the best insole. But remember, that shoe only has so much volume. Think of a ski boot, and you try to shove your foot into a ski boot, and that boot has only so much volume. Same with a running shoe, an aerobic shoe, any exercise shoe has only so much volume. You've got to make sure that that insole doesn't take up too much room, because if you have, let's say, poor circulation, you're going to impair circular flow. If you have any neuromas or compression of nerves in your feet, it's going to put more compression on the nerves, and your feet are going to become numb. Or your feet are just going to hurt, and they're going to burn because there's not much room in the shoe for circulation and nerve supply. The best thing that you can do is when you go to the running shoe store or the exercise specialty store, ask the salesperson for the right type of insole for your foot. Or if you seek professional attention, your foot specialist may advise a certain type of either temporary, off-the-shelf insole, or in this case, Melanie, a prescription orthotic device which is geared, measured to your foot like a pair of eyeglasses for your feet. That's the big difference between shoving just anything in your shoe versus something that's customly made specifically for your type of foot.
Okay, now that's a good point, Dr. Ross, because I like Spankos. When I put them in, I have so much more relief.
Right.
What is your line where you define being able to go buy something like a Spanko or having to really go get the custom orthotics, which can be quite expensive?
We always believe in trying the simplest thing first. Yes, and there's a variety of Spanko insoles. There are Superfeet insoles. There are a number of brands, Dr. Scholl's. I mean, the list is endless, just like our running shoe list. So you can choose from a variety of insoles that still may help you for a certain type of minimal type of discomfort. Let's say, as you mentioned earlier, I've got a mild case of plantar fasciitis. It just started up. I know I'm a pronator. Do I need an insole? It would not hurt. It actually would probably help you initially so that you can continue on with your activity and hopefully not have to stop cold turkey. The next thing is, when do I need to move up, upgrade from a temporary off-the-shelf insole to something more specifically designed like a prescription? Well, the answer is, if the temporary is working, if it's holding up, you change it out every 6 months or so, great. No need to upgrade. But if that device is not holding you, if it, you're still suffering from plantar fasciitis, Achilles tendonitis, shin splints, posterior tibial tendonitis, arch pain, neuroma pain, I could go on, it's time to consider getting a biomechanical evaluation, a gait analysis. We, in our practice, use computerized gait analysis where we're actually able to analyze an individual's gait based upon pressure, trajectory, and look for asymmetries between one foot and the other. And then we can determine whether or not that patient is going to need a prescription, biomechanical, orthotic device.
Now, are you somebody who likes heat, like, you know, hot baths, soaking up some salts? Mm. Remember they used to say, you know,
yep,
soak your feet? Or do you like somebody to wrap them up in ice and stick them up on a couch?
I'm a firm believer, and I've changed philosophies over the years from the nice, hot, warm whirlpool, which makes you feel great. But what it does do is it, yes, delivers a lot of blood supply to the area. It tries to get the body to heal itself. But what it also does is it engorges those tissues with edema, fluid. So your feet now are more engorged with interstitial fluid called edema, swelling. So swelling is not good. That's the thing that we don't want. Also, swelling is high in protein, which then can cause little fibrosis or scar tissue formation to develop overnight while we're sleeping. And that's one of the reasons why we feel stiff in the morning and why our feet are stiff when we take those first steps on the ground. So ice, remember the key word from any injury, the word not just rice these days, but price. Price means to protect, right, to compress, to ice, and to elevate. So price is the key word that we really are looking for when it comes to injury treatment, initially after the injury. But even after you've done a long workout, ice will reduce swelling, will reduce inflammation, and will prevent that discomfort, that ache the next morning that you've been asking about.
And what about massage? I love a foot massage. That's why I had kids.
Yep. Let me tell you something. I used to have a nurse in my office who was a licensed massage therapist years ago. I miss her dearly. She helped me out when I was running my 2-3 marathons a year. She would help me on my Achilles tendon, my plantar fascia, my shins, everything. You can't beat massage therapists for what they can afford when it comes to after activity to release and to do those little trigger point areas to try to mobilize those tissues, to get rid of that stiffness, to gain back that flexibility, and prevent that next morning stiffness that we always complain about. So, yeah, I'm a big proponent of massage therapy.
And do you think that heels are the worst thing ever invented?
Well, my dear, I'm...
We only have about 30 seconds left, so tell us the answer and then give us your best advice for our achy feet.
When I can devise, and I am in the process of trying to create a woman's dress heel, probably a lot less than some of those other shoes out there, I'm going to make that shoe comfortable, made like a running shoe on the inside, but as stylish as any Jimmy Choo that you can look for.
I am first in line, sir.
Yes,
first
ma'am.
In line. Best advice for achy feet?
My best advice is, number one, flexibility. Do your stretching before the activity. Do the ice down after the activity. Wear supportive shoes. If the shoes are worn out, get rid of them. Go find yourself a new pair of shoes. Get advice from the fitter. If you need insoles or orthotics, save yourself the problems later. Early prevention before later intervention.
Right on. This is Melanie Cole for Radio MD.